Hello?
Hello, Patrick.
Yes?
Hi, this is AJ. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. let me see here. Would you prefer to continue in English or Spanish this survey?
No, you can go in English.
English? Okay, thank you. First of all, are you registered to vote in Phoenix?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, okay. let's see here. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and other state and local offices? Are you almost certain to vote? You will probably vote.
Yes.
Are there two? Yes. We have almost certain.
Almost certain.
Okay. Can I ask you what year you were born?
1984.
84?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent? We have yes.
Yes,
a respondent. Okay. Thinking about voting in the November election, would you say that you are personally extremely motivated to vote, very motivated to vote, somewhat motivated to vote, or not too motivated to vote?
Extremely motivated to vote.
Extremely motivated to vote. Okay. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track? We have right direction or wrong track, or don't know.
Wrong track.
Wrong track. Okay. Okay. Excuse me. Okay. Now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. Okay. We have here Marcelino Quiñones. We have very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of, or don't know.
I've never heard of.
Never heard of, okay. We have Anna Hernandez. We have very favorable, somewhat favorable.
No, I've never heard of her.
Never heard of her, okay. Kate Gallego, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of, or don't know.
No opinion.
No opinion. Okay. Katie Hobbs, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of, or don't know.
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Okay. Carlos Galindo Elvira, we have
never heard of him.
Never heard of him. Okay. We have overall. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Phoenix City Council is doing, and is that strongly approved? Approved strongly, approved somewhat, or disapproved strongly, or don't know?
Don't know.
Don't know. Okay. Now, thinking about the election in November, if the election for president were held today and candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? We have Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Other or
Republican.
Undecided?
Republican.
Donald Trump. And if the election for Phoenix City Council were held today and the candidates from your area were Emilio Avila, Michael Nowakowski, Anna Hernandez, Marcelino Quiñones, and Martin Bridgman, for whom would you vote? Emilio Avila, Michael Nowakowski, Anna Hernandez, Marcelino Quiñones, Martin Bridgman, other or undecided?
Undecided. I usually wait for that ballot book that has all the candidates and what they stand for.
Okay. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean? We have Emilio Avila, Michael Nowakowski, Anna Hernandez, Marcelino Quiñones, Martin Bridgman, other or undecided?
Undecided.
Undecided, okay. Please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for city council. If more than one, which one is the most important issue to you in deciding your vote for city council? Okay, so we have crime, we have jobs and economic development, water quality supply, racial equity, street and road maintenance, homelessness, public transportation, housing costs, climate change, and excessive heat. Other, none, or don't know. Don't know, you said?
Yeah, I'm going don't know.
Don't know, okay. Now, let me read you a series of statements about Marcelino Quiñones. For each, please tell me whether this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Marcelino Quiñones for Phoenix City Council. We have Marcelino is a state senator and a longtime resident of South Phoenix. On the City Council, he will work for improved public safety, more affordable housing, and better paying jobs for residents. We have very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, not at all convincing, or don't know.
Not at all convincing. No politician has ever been able to keep what they said, so I don't believe any of them.
Okay, thank you. Marcelino has been a champion of first-time home buyer programs and in the state Senate. He will use local and state incentives to provide more affordable housing for more people in Phoenix, and he will work with community groups to get unhoused people off the street and into housing programs. We have very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, not at all convincing, don't know, or refuse, or don't know.
Not at all convincing.
Not at all convincing, okay. Marcelino believes that everyone should feel safe in their community. He will fight for more effective and transparent policing in Phoenix, including a new police precinct in Levine. We have very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, not at all convincing, or don't know.
Don't know.
Don't know. The local economy is a priority for Marcelino. He will work with the local business community to attract more high-paying and union jobs. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, not at all convincing, or don't know.
Not at all convincing.
Not at all convincing, okay. And I appreciate your patience. We're almost there. Now, let me read you a series of statements about Ana Hernandez. For each, please tell me whether this is very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing, reason to support Ana Hernandez for City Council. We have Ana Hernandez is a state senator and community activist. On the City Council, Ana will work for economic fairness, jobs that pay a livable wage, and police accountability, and to protect our water supply. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, not at all convincing. Don't know.
No, not at all convinced.
Not at all convinced. Hernandez believes in a woman's right to choose, and she will stand up to lawmakers who want to take that choice away. She will support protections for doctors and medical professionals who perform abortions in Phoenix. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, not at all convincing. Don't know.
I think somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anna's brother was killed by Phoenix police while he was experiencing a mental health crisis. She has called for more accountability from police officers and community-based public safety solutions that address the root causes of crime. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, not at all convincing, don't know.
Not at all convinced.
Not at all convinced. Hernandez helped pass legislation in the state Senate that increases the amount of affordable housing in Arizona. On the City Council, she will push for additional reform to bring housing costs down to Phoenix families, down for Phoenix families. We are very convincing, somewhat convincing, not a little convincing, not at all convincing, don't know.
Don't know.
Don't know, okay. After hearing more information, if the election for Phoenix City Council were held today and the candidates were only Marcelino Quiñones, Ana Hernandez, for whom would you vote? We have Marcelino Quiñones, Ana Hernandez, someone else, or undecided?
Undecided.
Undecided. Okay. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean? Marcelino Quiñones, Ana Hernandez, someone else, undecided?
Whoever is Republican.
Whoever's Republican. That's a tough, I don't know. I'm not sure which one that is. Undecided? I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, you can put it undecided.
Undecided, okay. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what? We have Democrat, Independent, Republican, Other, or Don't Know.
I
Hello? Hello, Patrick?
This guy that I heard.
Sorry.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Sorry. I thought I lost you there. We're just about
to
here.
No, I had another call, but what's concerning me is that he's claiming to do the same thing you're doing right now.
Yeah, probably. But we're almost done with this, so you can tell, just don't even worry about it. We're almost done here. Yeah, it's that election time, you know, so getting to there. So finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or we have Democrat, Independent, Republican, other, or don't know?
I'd like to consider myself more of an independent because the Republican Democratic Party does no longer exist, thanks Thomas Jefferson. But in times like this, I'll always like to keep the balance of power. You can't let one rule completely. There needs to be a 50-50 split.
Very educated statement. So do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or Republican Party? These are questions, even though you're saying. We have
Republican.
Closer to Democrats, closer to Republicans. Okay.
No, I'm closer to Republican.
Okay. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are a liberal, moderate, conservative? We have very liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, very conservative. Don't know.
Somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative. Okay. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? We have 1 through 11th grade, high school graduate, non-college.
Oh, high school graduate.
High school graduate. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And do you currently own your own home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family? Do you have own, rent, living with friends or family?
Yeah, I rent a room from a family member.
Rent. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I just have your first name? Well, we have Patrick, right? Patrick?
Yeah, Patrick Edward Carew.
Patrick, okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, Patrick. Thank you. I appreciate your patience.
Yep, you're welcome. Good luck.
Hey, thank you. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.